Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Maria Boynton reporting. My guest now is Gerald Griggs, Atlanta lawyer, civil rights activist. We're talking about R. Kelly. Docuseries just aired. First and foremost, what did you think about it?
I think it was very well put together, but it was a G-rated version of what's happening and what has happened in the past. And I'm just very concerned about the women that are still in the house, and we have to be vigilant and resolute to get them out of the house so we can come to conclusion on this issue.
Now you call it the G version. Now, these allegations were, some might find, horrendous. There's more?
There's absolutely more. I mean, the things that I've interviewed witnesses where they've said, the things I've seen online, it goes far deeper, far more detrimental and perverse, and we have to stop these situations that are happening with these young ladies.
Okay, there have been attempts before to bring R. Kelly, quote unquote, to justice. What's different now?
He's escalated. I think the number of people coming out, including his wife and his brothers, is startling. And we just need our local law enforcement to take appropriate steps to end this.
Well, local law enforcement. And then we talk about the DA, Fulton County DA Paul Howard. There have been efforts before. He's been accused before. There have been urgings for DA Howard to bring charges against R. Kelly. It has not happened. You optimistic that it will this time?
Very optimistic. We have an open line of communication. We will provide the witnesses, and we feel resolute that he will be charged.
About how many victims? We're talking about Atlanta now. We're talking about Fulton County. About how many victims are we talking about that charges could be brought, you know, in terms of their allegations?
Well, he's had the ladies that are currently in the house here. So there may be as many as five victims of incidents that happened here in Johns Creek around the country. I don't know. We're still getting calls to our hotline of situations that happened in the past and things that happened recently. The accuser, Faith Rogers, was one of those that reached out to us, and we put her in touch with law enforcement and her attorney. So there are victims that are coming forward. We want them to continue to come forward, but we need to bring this to a swift resolution as soon as possible.
Talking to Atlanta attorney Gerald Griggs, you are an attorney for a family, a specific family. Tell us about that.
Yes, I represent the Savage family, the parents of Jocelyn Savage, who's been in the house since 2016. We have had no contact with her since 2016. The only times they've ever seen her are on the scripted TMZ videos, and we're very concerned about her well-being. We have witnesses that she's reached out to, text messages where she indicates that she is a part of a harem and she does not know how to get out of this situation. So we're trying to get her out of the situation and bring her back to her family.
And what's next for you and the family?
Speaking directly with Mr. Howard, the DA, and seeing if we can have formal charges brought against Mr. Kelly.
We look forward to hearing the latest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talking to Jocelyn Savage, mother of Jocelyn Savage. We saw in the docudrama where Michelle was able to connect with her daughter, Dominique. Your daughter wasn't that far away. What did you feel when you saw that?
I was ecstatic. I just wish that she would have grabbed both girls, but I, you know, she was emotional, and I guess she just was thinking about her daughter. And as a mother, I have to respect her decision, but I just wish both girls could have got out safely.
And when you do get the chance to reunite with your daughter, how would that day be for you?
It would be wonderful. It would make all of the 2 years of fighting, ridicule that we've received, it'll make it all worthwhile, because I know that although I can't bring back the years that she missed, that we can just start from where we are now and rebuild and get her rehabilitated and just start fresh.
What do you hope comes out of the docudrama?
I hope it feels like a big burden has been relieved off of our family, and as well as the other survivors and the people involved. Even from back in the 90s, a lot of them are now relieved that the world now knows the truth and have been able to see it visually with their own eyes. I hope that we can get a conviction. I hope at least an investigation started. We didn't want to go to the media. We had no choice. We were forced to go to the media, and everybody doesn't have that strength to go out and be ridiculed for years and say you're lying. But we know it's worth it in the end, because we're at this point now, and I'm ecstatic that the world knows, and I'm ecstatic that we have all the support. I want to thank all of our supporters. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the emails, calls, voice messages. I appreciate it all. And I appreciate all the reposting, all the leads that you're all sending me. Please keep sending them. Don't stop. Please. Thank you so much.
Is there a link you want to share with everybody?
Well, we have a hotline that we started about 3 months ago, that we were seeking other young women that were affected some way by Mr. Kelly. So all leads are appreciated. If you call, please leave a message and someone will call you back as soon as possible. And that number is 678-744-3185. Again, it's 678-744-3185. If you want to keep up with the story, please follow me on my Instagram page, and it's called Mom Fight to Save Daughter, and it's spelled Mom Fight and the number 2 Save Daughter on Instagram. And I will be providing updates and reposting the hotline number.
Jonjolyn Savage, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Father Tim Savage, you haven't seen your daughter in what, 3 Christmases now?
Yes, it's been 3 Christmases. I haven't seen her at all. It's been hurtful. One thing, my father had passed in 2017, and she was very close to my father. And he basically helped raise her, far as, you know, taking her and picking her up from school and all that. So when my father had his last breath before he actually died, 3 weeks, he spoke to Jocelyn on the phone briefly, and the phone had hung up. My mother saw it. She said the phone hung up, and my father cried. And when he cried, my mother asked him what was wrong. He said, I can't see Jocelyn. And from that point, he was already to his last stages of death. And when I went up there to see him, he told me, son, do whatever you have to do to get her back, to get her back home and get her safe.
Your daughter meeting R. Kelly. As a father, what would you have done differently?
What I would have done differently, everything would have came through me. Mm-hmm. My wife, we own businesses. My wife was very aware of how to handle business. But I think if I was there, the man tuition of what I would have known and what I probably would have picked up on, it would have been a definite change immediately from there.
What message to your daughter do you have?
Jocelyn, I love you. Daddy can only imagine to see you again, to hold you and just be there for you as a father should.
Tim Savage, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.